Module 5, Lesson 1, Healthy Attachment and Sleep. Many parents that we've talked to wonder if doing some form of sleep training will psychologically damage their child, or if the trust between them and their child will be broken in the process. We take this very seriously and totally understand this concern, and we want to reassure you that your child's healthy development, both emotionally and physically, is our highest priority. In fact, that's exactly why we do sleep coaching in the first place. That being said, we want you to also be able to stand behind the changes that you make with full confidence, with a solid understanding of parent-child attachment, tears as communication, and attuned parenting. So to begin with, we want to discuss the differences between attachment theory and attachment parenting, because a lot of misunderstanding actually comes from the interchanging usage of these two terms, and they are not the same thing. So simply put, attachment theory as a concept was researched and developed by a lady named Mary Ainsworth and a guy called John Bowlby in the early to mid 1900s. Within attachment theory and their research, attachment is understood to mean an affectional bond or tie between an individual and an attachment figure, usually a caregiver or a parent. And for an infant, the development of this is instinctual, based on the child's need for safety, security, and protection. And Bowlby theorized that there's a sensitive period for the development of that healthy attachment in the first 3 years, and that the lack of a healthy attachment development may result in delayed growth, physical growth, as well as delayed motor, cognitive, and socio-emotional development. So in contrast to that, the parenting movement, now known as attachment parenting, was actually only first started in the 1990s by Dr. William Sears, quite a bit later than Bowlby and Ainsworth's research on attachment. Sears promoted the 7 Baby B guidelines as being the ultimate way to a strong, healthy, and parent-child attachment. So those 7 Baby Bs are birth bonding, breastfeeding, bedding close to baby, baby wearing, belief in the value of baby's cry, beware of baby trainers, and balance in parenting. And while attachment parenting as a movement and some of those values have undoubtedly been really beneficial for some families, many other parents have felt confused or just simply overwhelmed when using this parenting philosophy. For example, there are many mothers that feel guilty for not being able to give their child the ultimate strong attachment because of an inability to breastfeed or an inability to physically carry their babies. Which actually not all babies even like, but that's beside the point. Or the fact that the mothers were not able to bond with their babies straight after birth, for example, if the baby was in the NICU for an extended time. According to the attachment parenting principles, the perceived needs of the child are often more important or placed more higher than the parent's own needs. And as coaches, we've seen countless mothers who have really struggled past the point of their own physical and mental exhaustion, trying desperately to be the best moms according to the attachment parenting philosophy, worried that if they sleep train their little one, their attachment will suddenly break or that their child will be harmed, all the while suffering from the consequences of severe sleep deprivation themselves. Fortunately, the research says there are actually no grounds for fear. There's no evidence to suggest that the tenets of attachment parenting or those 7 baby bees actually are the things that result in a stronger, healthier parent-child attachment than any other form of parenting. At best, attachment parenting is one style of parenting, one which doesn't always serve the entire family, and it may not serve every family. So in contrast to the extensive requirements of attachment parenting, the main indicators of a strong parent-child attachment, according to attachment theory and actual research, are actually quite simple. Number one, parents should be sensitive and adequately responsive to their child. And number two, the child should be allowed space to be increasingly competent and independent. So it's holding those two things in tension, both being sensitive and responsive and allowing them to have space. So our philosophy of sleep and attachment, based on all of this understanding of attachment theory, comes closer to responsive, aware, or attuned parenting philosophies. For example, aware parenting by Aletha Salter or RIE by Magda Gerber, which both promote meeting the child's actual needs while at the same time encouraging parents to be emotionally present, to also set boundaries respectively and to create healthy long-term sleep habits. So this is why all of our recommended sleep training methods still preserve respect for the child, parents' emotional availability, and a nurturing response. For example, even with an out-of-room method that we're going to look at in module 7, such as intervaled soothing, if you go in every 5 to 7 minutes, your child will learn quickly that you are coming back just as you promised. It can also be helpful to remember that attachment is not formed or broken within days, right? Just a few days of sleep training cannot break the attachment that you've just formed over several months of the child's life. Studies have shown that attachment develops over the entire first year of the child's life and beyond, and then it's actually influenced more by the nature of the parent's response rather than how often or how fast the parent attended to the baby. So, as long as you respond to your baby in a loving, attentive way, attending to their actual needs, which key point here is not the same as habits, they will form a secure attachment even if they are sleep trained at some point. Not to mention that, of course, secure attachment is not only formed around how you respond to your baby at sleep time, but even more so how responsive you are to them when they're awake, how you interact with them, and how emotionally present you are with them. So one of our favorite quotes from the book The Happy Sleeper by Heather Turgeon and Julie Wright is this: "For the best sleep, you need both the consistency of structured sleep training programs and the responsiveness or the attunement of attachment-friendly ideas." It's holding it all together. So it's not just one or the other, it's holding it all together.